Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest, Nadine Pottinga with the United Way in Northern Shenandoah Valley. Welcome to the show, Nadine. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's start with the annual fundraising campaign. How much was raised this year?
Well, we're very pleased to report we raised $1,050,051. That's 1050051. I think that number might be ingrained in my brain for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's kind of some weird coincidence with all the ones, fives, and zeros.
Zero, fives, and ones.
Now, you weren't shooting for that exact amount, right?
No, we weren't. We had set our goal at 1.1 million, but you know, we had a lot of changes this year with the combined federal campaign being restructured to the National Capital Area. We knew that would be a little bit of a stretch. That would have required us to really make up about $100,000 locally. So we were still going to shoot for it because, you know, we like to aim high over here, but we feel really good about making up about half of that money, about $50,000, and ending at $1,050,000 was, you know, something we're really proud of and just a lot to build on. And when I did the math, it's actually 4 years in a row we've increased the local amount that we've raised in almost by 18%. So, you know, we're going in the right direction and we feel really good about it.
Yeah, and that moving the federal campaign, those federal employee raised dollars that used to come through you guys now moved to the neighboring jurisdiction. Taking that out, this was a really successful campaign in terms of local contributions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our local community could not be more supportive. We're just so excited to have had everybody really step up and do extra fundraisers, extra special events. And this year was hard. You know, there were a lot of natural disasters at the beginning of the campaign, and I know people were really called to give there as well, and we definitely supported that. And so we feel really good about it and feel like we have something really good to build on. And, you know, the more local companies that, you know, participate in a United Way campaign, I think the stronger it'll get.
Well, you've got that $1,050,000. What localities will be addressed by that money?
It will be Winchester, Frederick, Clark, Shenandoah, and now Page County. As of October 1st, we assumed that territory from the United Way that was operating there.
That's going to be a positive for both, isn't it, for Page County as well as the existing localities?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was such a good, like the way the whole merger happened, it was just such a good partnership between my board of the Northern Shenandoah Valley and theirs. And just bringing the whole community into, especially since we already serve Shenandoah County, you know, a lot of the agencies are fairly similar and a lot of the needs are the same. And that $1,050,000 number I announced earlier, that doesn't actually even include anything raised in Page County. So we do think there's going to be another $30,000 to potentially $35,000, maybe even a little bit more coming from that county. So we actually will be a little bit closer to 1.1, but since we hadn't merged yet when we announced our campaign goal, we just sort of left it out for this year. But they've been raising money hard down there, and that money will go towards the agencies that are moving the needle in terms of community needs down there as well.
I'm Robert Allen, talking with the United Way of Northern Shenandoah Valley President and CEO Nadine Pottinga. When are these funds handed out?
So we have kind of already started. 501c3 nonprofits have already sent in their letters of intent, and their applications are due in February. And we are currently recruiting volunteers to sit on panels. For those people that are listening that don't know, we actually don't make the decisions here at United Way. It's a panel of community members. So we're currently recruiting for that, and then those decisions will be made in April and then announced in May.
Deciding how the funds all go out, that's just one part of all the hard work that goes into the campaign.
Exactly. It's like as soon as you're done raising it and wiping a little sweat off your brow, we turn around and we want to give it out right away so that money is being put to use in the community as soon as possible.
Well, all the volunteers that make this campaign a success and all the people that donate, they all deserve thanks. It's really amazing to see each year, isn't it?
It really is. It's just incredible. You know, think of the thousands of donors that we have. some giving maybe a dollar a paycheck, giving what they can. It is really incredible when you put all of that together over our large jurisdiction, you know, that adds up to such an incredible amount of money that's being put to use in our community. So yeah, a big thanks to everyone. And I know we had a newspaper article in December that talked about some of the changes with the combined federal campaign. And I was just so overwhelmed by the phone calls we got here at our office about people who wanted to help and do extra fundraisers and special events and do percentage of sales at their businesses. And this community just knows to step up when they need to. And we're just incredibly grateful for all of them.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with the United Way of Northern Shenandoah Valley's President and CEO, Nadine Pottinga. Well, the annual United Way of Northern Shenandoah Valley meeting and recognition dinner is coming up. When is the event this year and how can people take part?
It's Thursday, February 22nd. It's in the evening at 6 o'clock at Lord Fairfax Community College. And you can buy tickets online. I will say that we usually sell out pretty quickly on this event every year. So if you're interested in coming, make sure you go to our website, which is unitedwaynsv.org. And you'll see one of the first rotors when you get to our website. You click on that and you can get tickets. Our theme this year is, Are You Smarter Than a Board Member? So we're going to pit audience members with our board members and see who knows the most about United Way.
That sounds fun. Well, I know another exciting part of it is the annual presentation of the Volunteer and Youth Volunteer of the Year Awards.
Yes. So we're currently accepting nominations for all the awards that we give out that night. And it's just a really fun night to celebrate those volunteers, as well as all of the people that helped raise money throughout the campaign. We had a really busy year at United Way. We didn't just raise money, but we had a needs assessment and a merger and our Alice report. So it's going to be a really cool annual meeting because we're going to recap everything we did this year. And it definitely was a busy year.
Yeah. And that Alice report, that came out over the summer, right?
Right. Yeah. That was the summer. And then April was our needs assessment. And then we started a new initiative called the Valley Assistance Network. And we'll talk about that. So just a lot of awesome stuff happening here. And it'll be a great time to celebrate that, but also sort of let everybody know what we're working on for this coming year.
People aren't familiar with Alice. Please share that term, a new way of kind of looking at the true number of people in need.
Absolutely. Yeah. Asset limited, income constrained, employed. You know, it's a large part of our population that's struggling to make ends meet. But, you know, these folks are working. They're people we see every day. And it's important to sort of shine a light on that and see how we might be able to help.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about was the Home for the Holidays effort. Could you give us an update on that?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We're so excited to announce we have 9 families. We identified 10 families that were currently homeless at the time. This is the beginning of December. They were all working, all had children, and they were living either in their cars or at local motels. And so we just decided we couldn't let that happen and kind of did a very silent fundraising campaign and were able to raise enough dollars to be able to get 9 families into homes. We're working on the 10th family, a little challenge there. They have a number of kids, and so they need a larger unit. And so we're just having a hard time finding an affordable unit for about 4 children and their mom. So we're still working on that one. We definitely have the funds to be able to make it happen, but we're just looking for the right place. So as soon as we get that identified, we'll be able to get the 10th family in. So really successful. Want to thank all the agencies that we partnered with to make this happen. This was sort of one of those things where we're like, this is a crazy idea. Can we make it happen? And I'm telling you, partner agencies from all over this community stepped up. We all sat at the table and figured out how we could get it done. So a huge thank you to Our Health, to AIDS Response Effort, to FaithWorks, Blue Ridge Housing, Braddock Street United Methodist Church. I mean, just a really neat collaboration.
It just goes to show it's always a partnership when you're talking right. United Way in this area, isn't it?
That's right. That's how we feel like we can get the most done and really use donor dollars at the best.
I'm Robert Allen, talking with United Way of Northern Shenandoah Valley's President and CEO, Nadine Pottinga. Well, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday again featured the annual youth outreach effort. How well are young people in this area doing in terms of serving others?
You know, well, this was our 18th year, and we were at capacity again. We had over 100 youth participate in this event, and, you know, this is a day off for them, so they could easily just watch cartoons and eat cereal and just hang out, but they decided to come out and serve their community. So we got up early, came over here, and were able to pack resource bags and distributed them out to the North End, 600 bags that day. So just from that event, I would say the youth are really the future of this community, and they are learning how to give back and be involved in service at this age. And so we're really happy to be able to put that event on to give them that perspective and give them that outlook.
Speaking of helping out, if there's anyone out there who does want to volunteer, can the United Way help them find a place that needs help?
Absolutely. Yep. Our website is chock full of information, unitedwaynsb.org. There's also a volunteer link there. So if you are looking for opportunities, you just fill your information out there and we will try and connect you.
Well, you just mentioned the website and you also have a social media. If people want to stay in touch with United Way, they can do it through the popular social media means as well, right?
We do. Yep. UWNSV, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Well, we're out of time for this week. Always want to plug the Rubbermaid sale. That's what, the final Saturday of each month over at Apple Blossom Mall in the Belk parking lot, right?
Yep, and AIDS Response Effort is our February agency.
And that's what, 8 to noon each final Saturday of each month?
Yep, that's correct, 8 to noon.
Nadine Pottigo with United Way of Northern Shenandoah Valley. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.